Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Hey, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Fisher back on the show. Robert J. Fisher, Certified Financial Planner, has been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 6 years. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street, and he's one of the heavy thinkers in our show, in our Brain Trust. And he wants to talk to us today about something a little bit different, about the power of perception. Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back.
Good to have you back. So I agree with you when you say that perception, and I've heard, how many times have we heard all our lives that perception is everything? Facts may be, you know, facts may be on the table, but how I perceive something, you got to get through that before you can actually deal with the facts sometimes, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's correct.
So talk to us. Why do you think, why has this become such an important thing for you to focus your a large part of your career on these days?
Well, one of the things is that Daniel Kahneman, who of course won the Nobel Prize for behavioral economics, said, you know, there's a tendency for us to think, you know, what I see is all there is. You know, what I see, whatever mm-hmm. facts I see are all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jim, it reminds me of the story of the five blind men and the elephant. And, you know, as you know in the story, there are five blind men who've never been exposed to an elephant, and an elephant comes in the village, and some people take the blind man up to experience the elephant. And, you know, one man touches the trunk, and one man touches the tail, and one man touches the leg, and the guy that touches the leg says, well, an elephant, it's like a tree. It's tall, and so the guy who touches the tail says, no, an elephant is like a snake. It's long and skinny. And the guy who touches the ear said, no, an elephant's like a leaf. And so the blind men all argue, and while the story is amusing, the moral is, in fact, that we are all blind men.
Mm-hmm.
And we all fail to perceive everything in a situation. And so that's why Edward de Bono, one of the great thinkers, developed a set of tools to help broaden people's perceptions.
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, I was listening to you. I was reminded of a quote from the late great Democrat senator from New York, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, one of the great thinkers, one of the great statesmen mm-hmm. of any on from any party, one of the great statesmen I think America has ever had. And I wish we had more Daniel Patrick Moynihans on both sides of the aisle. And he said, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts.
Yes.
And so as you say, sometimes my facts become my perception, and as much as it pains me to say this, Bob, sometimes I'm wrong. and I love the other quote, you know, I'm frequently wrong but never in doubt. Now that's another thing that you can label me, put a label on me. So what are some of those tools? Let's talk about. Give us one of the tools that de Bono talks about.
Well, one of the tools is other people's views. And so frequently, if we are thinking about a situation, if we can stop and do something that what we call metacognition, thinking about thinking. You know, before we think about our problem, let's think about what ways we're going to think about it. So you could use like a tool like first important priorities. What's my priority here? Other people's view and maybe consequences in sequel. Those would be three particular tools. Oh, and
but
by
now,
the
but
way,
now, Bob, the average person, you know, you're a heavy thinker, you're a technician, you're a critical, you're a highly intelligent person, and you really love this kind of a way of thinking about things. The average person is not going to have consequences and sequel on their mind.
You're right. And
so
actually,
how do we
what I
give us a, in 20 seconds, give us a real, can you give us a quick tip before we go to the break on how to deal with perception?
Well, if on my website, the Virginia Thinking Institute,
right,
all these tools are on there in a mind map that people can print out and mm-hmm. just put on their desk.
Right. All right, so I'm going to get Bob to reintroduce these to us on the other side of this break, and I'm going to make him come drag him kicking and screaming to make sure this is in plain English. And that's right after these messages. 22, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.